ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं तं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाकान्तां हे कृष्णकर्णा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्कृते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि विशभांसते देवी प्रणमामि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतवादान् श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे I was too anxious to speak because I'm bringing out this important message for the fifth time, and somehow or another this thing was continued. I thought, let me take it out again so I can read something which will create more importance in our life. By celebrating Vyasa Puja, we should observe the mood of the Guru Maharaj so we can serve him in that mood. It is very important that eulogies are coming from heart, but at the same time this should be befitting in the service of our parampara. We are missionaries. We have to carry on the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Preaching is the essence. Without proper mood to set the preaching movement, there is no life. Means our entire sadhana, starting from hearing and chanting and remembering, we will be putting up so much effort without much gaining. Because what is lacking is preaching. Now, I would like to read one of my offerings to Srila Prabhupada. As Vyasa Puja is coming on 25th of August, which is not far away, but at the same time, when we write an offering to honor our Guru Maharaj, we should remember one thing, that what is the mood of Guru? Mood means not a sentimental mood. We are spiritual entities and we have taken up spiritual process. So in the spiritual process, we develop spiritual mood. Spiritual mood is essential to carry on the movement by properly appreciating the functionalities of our relationship as guru and disciple. So, whenever we write an offering, we should reflect that mood. It is not difficult to know what is the mood of the Guru. Because we are associating with him. We are reading about him, we are working about him, and we are somehow or another connected in communication. So, to understand the mood of a guru is not that difficult. And moreover, the most common mood in our mood is preaching. Preaching is the essence. So, I would like to read, because this has escaped 5 times from my grip. And here I am trying to find out again. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamimati Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnivadi Paschata Deshakara. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances unto your lotus feet. I plead and pray for your mercy to allow me to more preach. For more preaching service in this call. As my age advances, my ailments are working hard to restrict me more, to oppose my desires of preaching your glories. But who else besides your divine grace is encouraging and entrusting me, or enthusing me? Srila Prabhupada, you started from externally nothing, at such an advanced age, but with a firm faith in Guru and Krishna, you definitely had confirmation of your commitment, and therefore you remained convicted in their mercy, and you were able to perform real devotional service. So I am always reminded of this required faith in you and Krishna, and with the best available understanding from your Bhaktivedanta purports. But I haven't done much for you yet, as whatever it could have been all these years, it cannot be counted as such. Therefore, I am totally dependent upon your mercy alone to accomplish something before I depart from this present mortal frame. I have been blessed by all my God brothers, and I am continuing my services of preaching since last 3 days. In Srimad Bhagavatam class on glorification of Lord Ramchandra's appearance during the Ram Navami festival in Vrindavan, I came up with your wonderful purpose for Srila Sukadeva Goswami's spiritual Ram Katha. I was deeply impressed by your explanation, especially in Mother Sita's cooperation in her abandonment by Lord Ramchandra under a mere cause of criticism by a Shudra for his characterless wife. What follows after is that Sita Devi, giving birth to Lav and Kush, and later on entrusted both to Valmiki Muni, and then meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth. You give short but beautiful purport that it was impossible for Sita Devi to live in separation from Lord Ramchandra. And in following verse, when Lord Ramchandra heard about Sita Devi's disappearance, he certainly grieved in transcendental love. You explain that such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vasyaktva svabhava. This is the word used in Srimad Bhagavatam to explain the mood of separation from one's own spiritual master when one is carrying out it as a duty to preach. Tasya prema vasyatva svabhava. being under the influence of Ladini Shakti and being controlled by love. That such expression is understood, that why Sita Devi, apparently we understand Sita Devi was mistreated by Ramchandra, but it is not so. Prabhupada explains, Sukadeva Goswami explains, that it is the interaction of Ladini potency which encourages loving relationship, which glorifies the loving relationship between Ramchandra and Sita. Where is the question of regrets or injustice or this is only an explanation of Maya. Otherwise, people cannot justify how wonderful activities of Lord Ramchandra are and how Mother Sita cooperated. Apparently, this cooperation seems to be very painful, isn't it? But it was willful. She never complained to anybody. So how do we understand this? Many a times when we undertake a task in devotional service, we find that we may not have cooperation. And somehow or another it came as a duty on our shoulder that we have to conduct certain tasks. Now we cannot put or invite the so-called logical justification. We cannot properly answer it through our material intelligence. We have to also understand that why this subject matter is brought up over and over again, to understand the intricacies of divine pastimes, and they are equally applicable in Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada said there is no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and Radha Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes, intimate pastimes. There is no difference. And every time in such pastimes, some sad, apparently sad situation arises. But sad situation is for intensifying the real exchange of love. Not for anything of our personal little fund of knowledge. It cannot adjust these things. So always try to make the best use of association with the devotees in order to realize these facts more and more. Alone we cannot do. This is Sankirtan movement. And there is proper preaching attitude or mood is cultivated amongst each other, then it becomes a very conducive effort. It is said by Lord Krishna, Ya idam guhyam paramam mad bhakteshva vidashyati bhaktim mai parankritra jati natra shaushaya na chatasmat manusheshu kaschin me priya kritama. There will not be anybody more dear to Lord Krishna than one who preaches the glories of this Sankirtan movement, which is very, very at par and identical with the transcendental pastimes of Guru Vrindavan. We have to put more thirst on preaching in order to understand this intricacies. Preaching is the mood of a spiritual master. You know? So, this is, therefore, okay. Again, let me read that part. You explained that such feelings are a sign of tasya prema vashyaptva svabhava, being under the influence of Ladini Shakti and being controlled by love. This expression of separation does not have effect of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, I understand that it is the highest expression of real love. Now, in the matter of your divine grace's transcendental desire of cooperation, by which I express my love to you. When Srila Prabhupada said that if you love me, then please try to cooperate. Right? This is plain and simple. So, in that reference, now in the matter of your divine grace's transcendental desire of cooperation, by which I express my love to you, even though I may face reverses in my services due to any reason, I am feeling your divine assurance to gain immense inspiration and enthusiasm, which will not only survive my faith in you, but also put me on the progressive path of spiritual success. I hope I am correct in this understanding, and if you approve, then I am sure that will certainly please you. Therefore, I plead and pray to your divine grace to shower your mercy by keeping me engaged in preaching activities. Your insignificant servant, Vedavyas Priyaswami. So I'm trying to reflect on the mood of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada entrusted the whole force of preaching, the whole sum and substance of Krishna conscious movement, he says it depends upon the entire jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness, depends upon Guru and Krishna's relationship. So we are all related. Our relationships, as God brother, God sisters, you know, spiritual master, disciples, these are all very valuable in order to make our life perfect. Perfection is in Goloka Vrindavan, but unless and until we know how to make life perfect, where is the question of going back home, back to God? So, the main aspect of Srila Prabhupada, he says, yasya deve para bhakti, yatha deve tatha guru, tasya hi kathitha hi arthyaha prakashante mahatmam. If we have unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna's order, then surely all the imports of all the Vedic knowledge will be revealed to him. Just keep the faith and act accordingly on Guru and Krishna's order. So, in this way we inherit the legacy. We are a preaching movement. We are not simply ringing the bell. We are preaching movement. And we should understand that it is going to save the entire world for next 10,000 years. So, chant and be happy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.